March 18th, 2006. It's the Watt from Pedro Show. Watt from Pedro show. It's March 18th, 2006, day after St. Paddy's Day. Got some free shovel last night at Harold's. Had some corned beef, cabbage, potatoes laid out. And Vinny Vegas. You know, we went for the fucking trough. Started off the show today with I Wish I Knew from John Coltrane. And then Humming Song, Alone Together by Yuka Honda. Petra Hayden's in New York City recording with Yuka right now. Some duet project. I'm going to do a duet with Petra on T-Boone's birthday. Four songs. I think one's Tina Turner's sister wrote. One is Nina Simone. Well, no, she didn't write it. I Love You, Porgy. Is that Gershwin? Yeah. But it's her version. And Angel Eyes. Now, Frank Sinatra did that, but I really doubt if he wrote that. I don't think he wrote a song ever. And what's it? Loudon Wainwright the third song, Dreamin'. So, is Dead Skunk his?
Frank Sinatra's?
Loudon Wainwright the third? There's a dead skunk in the middle of the road or something. Remember that? Is that 70s?
Yeah.
Captain Tennille days or something. I don't know. Anyway, those are four songs. And Dose is playing too. Day before, we're playing up in Hollywood. And a couple days before that is the Glenn Branca Symphony 13 Hallucination City at the Disney Concert Hall downtown. 80 guitars, 20 basses. I'm in group one. You didn't know about this? Yeah. It's huge. He wanted to do something in 2000 with 2,000 guitars, but he had to settle for just 100. I think he did it in New York, 2001. And he's done it a couple times since, but put the word out he needed people, and I answered it. I think that's where Thurston met Lee. I know he was big in the beginning of their thing, Sonic Youth, and it's interesting, it's weird. I remember getting a single by him in the old days called Theoretical Girls. I didn't realize it was, I might have said that on the interview with Nils when I redeemed myself. Let's see, you know, there's a house here on 13th Street in Pedro, and there's been gigs there. Raul told me about it, and Vinny Vegas, and I went over there and checked out, I mean, not just bands around town, or even SoCal, but out of state. I was there, and there was a Boston band, and a Brooklyn band, and two bands from Tucson. And I think this is the Brooklyn band. I don't know, there are things in a bag, Brother Matt.
Just stringing together places to make a tour.
Yeah, totally outside of the, whatever you want to call it, MERSH system. You know, they're playing houses. And Raul told me when him and Killer Dreamer and stuff go tour. They play people's living rooms, too. There was I think a bunch of ladies live there. I think this is fucking on. Yeah, so the Coltrane got all fucked with. That's okay. Brother Matt's got gadgets to help people rave it up a little bit. Sometimes we got them on. They ain't on anymore. Setting 6.8, whatever that was. Yeah, these guys, they have a dress or something. Ren plays guitar. Ian plays bass and sings. They don't tell where they're from. Oh, yeah, they do. They are from Brooklyn. Drunk Tank Records, 229 Mauer Street, number 2R, Brooklyn, New York, 11206. www.drunktankrecords.com. If you want more information on this next band. I think they live there or something. I don't know. It's one of them communal things. And they have a band called Alphabets. That fish rapper thing called More San Pedro.
Oh, yeah.
You know, whatever. Tiny articles to go in between real estate ads. You know, tiny. Yeah, they said there's going to be tryouts for the Point Furman thing. No, Taste of Pedro. It's, you know. So anyway, I'm telling all these younger bands, these Pedro guys.
Flood them.
Flood them. You know? And if they refuse all, then there's something up. You know? If all the bands get turned down, and if it's the same old, which you know it's going to be, they probably just had to run that little thing because it hasn't been an open process.
Mm-hmm. It's Bogart.
You know, I'm not into hurting anybody's feelings on purpose. But, you know.
Just open up.
Yeah. You know, the new shift's coming on. There's other people playing
yeah,
in this town.
Why people are still playing 80s tunes.
This is. And they don't even put a twist on them, you know. It's just top 40 cookie cutter.
Yeah, predictable.
No twisto. No weird. You couldn't tell who's doing it. There's no persona. It's trippy. Maybe I expect too much. Whatever.
Something new at least. That's fair.
Back to 13th Street. So, yeah, Benny says they're going to be playing here at Harold's, which is a trip in itself because they...
So Friday night,
any kind of punk rock there.
Every Friday
well,
they
Well, Kimmy,
band,
the
huh?
lady there, is very cool, you know. Not every Friday, but, man, when there is punk there, there's a lot of people.
Yeah, I see some crowds lined
up out
there.
A lot of verb with the blues last night. So, you know, whatever. Music's music. So I don't want to get all particular about it. But they played, these ladies. Then there was this band from Tokyo. I don't know. They're friends of somebody's or something. And, they didn't have any amps. They used what was ever there. They had their guitars. They were called the No People. And they were great.
Wow.
What a mind blow. You know,
at Harold's, huh?
At Harold's. Wow. Out of the blue, you know. And, yeah, after the gig, I told the guys you did good and shit. And I got an email from the singer, man. His name's Jin. J-I-N.
Uh-huh.
Is that how you would say it?
Yeah.
And he was like, whoa, man, I'm way into Minuteman and all this. So it's kind of a trip, the connections.
Cool.
Yeah. So anyway, this first gig I saw had a Brooklyn band called Ben Out of Shape. And we're going to play you the song right now on the Watt from Pedro show.
I got that whiskey in my gut, so they say it first. Feels good, but sometimes it can't be. Sometimes it can't be. Sometimes it can't be. Sometimes it can't be. Walking down the street, it's that same for everyone I see. I feel like a man. The world is
swears of Bible. Yakuza Churro.
Yakuza Churro, my
good. You say you got someone better. Well, I got news for you. I've been calling these shots forever. You got visions of a diamond ring. You got sight of a brighter future. You've still been lost without me. These things can't turn into your ass. Me for no favors anymore. I'll pick your vision up off my dirty foyer. Wish you'd never told me you wanted someone else. It's so easy to forget you. I'll do this by myself. I fell asleep at the wheel. I should have seen this coming. I let you through your thoughts. I was too busy drumming. You punk, I brought you here. You think you walk this fast? Well, then my blood is in. You couldn't even wipe your ass before. No favors anymore. I pick your vision up off my dirty floor. You wish you never told me you wanted someone else. It's so easy to forget you. I'll do this by myself. Punk, I brought you here. You think you walked in that well? That's my blood and tears. You couldn't even wipe your ass. Me for no favors anymore. I'll pick your vision up off my dirty floor. You wish you never told me you wanted someone else. It's so easy to forget you. I'll do this by myself. It's my game.
Watt from Pedro show with Echo. There we go.
In the chamber.
In the chamber. Who was that? That was the Garage Dogs with My Gig. Before that, we had a live version of Corona from Blood on the Saddle. Their own take. We were just talking about cover songs that had no personal twist. Well, that definitely had its own twist. And in fact, pretty intense abbreviation on the lyrics. Two lines.
Easier to remember.
It's from Safari Sam's in 1985 when it was in Orange County. It's trying to reopen in Hollywood. Sam's having all kinds of red tape. That's where this D-Boom birthday gig was going to be.
Oh.
But it's going to be a couple. Wow, new Nels Klein.
Cool.
See this? Emulation. I will have to be playing this. Fans of modern fire-breathing jazz, rejoice. Oh, come on. You just don't need fucking hype like that. Yeah, he gave this to me when we drove up to San Francisco. I remember. Saxophonist Wally Shoup. Percussionist Chris Corsano. Blast of Fury and Filigree by Three Leading Lights of improvised music. Oh, man. Speaking of hype, the South by Southwest thing is going on right now in Austin, Texas. Texas. There's Austin. And, we'll play some now. Here's some other kind of jazz or whatever. In fact, it ties in with Nels because he gave my name to this guy, Chris Murphy, a violinist up in Hollywood, and I went over to record with him Wednesday for Dose Practice. Power tool set up or something, and he's sitting there doing email while I was playing. You know, just go for it, Mike. One was kind of a swampy thing. Hodges was on the drums, which is righteous. I mean, sitting on the tracks. It's just me, the engineer, and Chris there. And the other one was kind of like a, I don't know, foreigner journey type of thing. Yeah. So, but the era of the Pro Tools, you know, when you record, you don't have to play through the whole thing, you know, because they can just cut and paste and snip. So you just go for it. It's kind of interesting. I mean, they still got to work on getting the sounds better, but the flexibility of being able to move things and time shift like that is pretty incredible. And you take one thing and you just loop it because you only have to do it right once, Mike. All right. Chris is kind of cool. Maybe I'll play some gigs with him. I don't know. I was quite interested in him doing gigs with Don Bonebreak.
Oh,
DJ Bonebreak. Yeah. Actually, I first saw him with the Eyes. And he's great. And I guess he's the regular drummer for Chris. And they have rotating bass players. So maybe.
Oh, cool.
I've never gotten to play with Mr. Bonebreak, so that would be righteous. I got some guy named Skip Heller wrote me. In fact, this guy knew of him. You know, there's a whole big scene that I don't really know of much. But I'm interested in music people, so. Yeah, he said, well, me, you, and Bonebreak should record. I said, yeah.
Cool.
You know, so. Then I asked these guys about him, and Chris Murphy knew of him. He says, yeah, the word on the street is he don't drive. He stays in his pad. He's a writer. But he's supposed to be able to play really good. He knows a lot of music history, too.
Bitching. Yeah, all kinds of little scenes.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a trip, you know, just navigating through it all. That's what's ridiculous when it's all tied up by one,
junta. Yeah, you check out other stuff.
Yeah, it does. It puts a damper in the pamper.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, here's some Chris Murphy. First time for you guys, but first time for me, too. I mean, I think Mr. Bone breaks on the drums here. A lot from Pedro Show. Watt from Pedro show. That was Nels Klein with Wally Shute and Chris Corsano from their new album, Immolation Immersion.
Beard of Pine.
Yeah, and the song was called Beard of Pine. Some improv from Nels and his associates. Before that, we had some Go Team, Masonry. Before that, with Pope. One More Pope. And we start off with Chris Murphy in a tune called Cliff Diving. With DJ Bonebreak on the drums. And who's the bass here? David Carpenter. Chris Murphy on the violin. We're smooth paddling today.
Pretty sweet after the storm.
All week it's been calm really early. And then the wind picks up in the afternoon. I'm so glad I don't paddle later, man.
Yeah, it's howling.
It's been howling, huh? And then we had the rain Friday, yesterday. But that's pedal day, and I pedaled. I just beat it.
Cool.
Started coming down right when I finished. So there's benefits for getting up early. Today, 5:30, went down to the fish market, met Mr. Kim. I got some salmon, fresh salmon, for $4 a pound.
Cool.
Yeah. Got me a big 2.5 pound fillet, whatever. Big orange slice. Had cod yesterday.
Dig on those salmon tacos down at Baja.
Oh, yeah. But, man, Baja's getting a little spendy.
Yeah.
You notice?
Yeah, it's a little chunky so, in there now.
I get, you know, raw fish. I buy it from them because it's fresh, not from that morning. But if you get stuff that's cooked there, you're throwing some coin. Not huge coin, but
yeah, it's good though.
Yeah, it is. It's Pedro and ain't chain. Family thing, and in fact, the old man, I see him down
there. Yeah,
he's
down there
with the rubber boots.
Yeah.
And let's see, with the paddling, I'm trying this thing where I use the camera in movie mode, and I put it under my chin. But I can't really see through it, so I get a lot of it gets tilted down. I don't know, and you see all these hands doing the paddle. You know, I want to like go across the bow so you can see where I'm going. Also, it picks up all the huffing and puffing. It sounds like some weird porn thing. Because I kind of grunt on it when I'm doing the paddle, you know. It's like,
you can just all cut it up into a beat, you know.
Yeah, cut into a beat. Okay, we're at the end of the first hour. Watt for Pedro show, March 18th, 2006. Hang tight for hour two. March 18th, 2006. It's the second hour, the Watt from Pedro show.
We'll be right back. My idea of fun.
Yeah.
Watt from Pedro Show. That was Candy Floss with Doesn't Make Sense. Before that, we had something from the Stooges live in Japan 2 years ago, Shibuya Axe. My Idea of Fun. The only time we've ever played that song. So far. And we started off the second hour with Note to Girlfriend by Gravity Propulsion System. And now it's my honor, privilege, and proclivity to bring you Brother Matt and his spin cycle.
Thank you. Paradone. I'm your host, the friendly neighborhood baritone. Vocal channel, the spirits of old poets. I don't drink a glass, never will hold a wet. Similar to Paul or his Dunbar. From the crew you thought was just all chorus in one star. Now, I'm one sixth of a clique that runs. My commercial counterparts are in constant conflict. I'm a lot of details on my body scales. I'm from Ida B. Wells. Middle seat, feeling good time since like 11 with the window peak. Delicate mind like Michael Evans. Everybody recline and watch me get applause. Pouring reservoirs on your desert shores. You're witnessing mental and verbal fitness. Friend, tuna fish have descended from Lake Michigan.
Hey, wait a minute. Yes.
What?
Who are you?
I'm Charlie Turner. Competition, listen.
You got work to do. Charlie Turner. Bringing it straight to you.
And I say that I'm much more than just some backpack rap, intelligent rap act, or militant black cat. Killer venom is platinum, black tax. Back by ever spitting relevant facts, and that's that. Ain't how you play the game, it's how the game plays you. Way true, cadence is wild style like phase two. Touring without rest and bless. My skull's laced with time, painting your plates that pass metal detection. Yes, instant vintage, deep in the trenches. Every sentence can leave speakers defenseless. Peeking through fences and speaking bleaker than Memphis. Way peaking your interest in heat, seeking intentions.
Hey, wait a minute.
What, man? Who are you? I'm Charlie Turner.
Come on, bring it to me.
Competition, listen.
You got work to do. Charlie Turner. Bringing it straight to you. Come on, bring it to me. You can't find somebody. Charlie Turner.
Put them right in
my room. Straight from shot.
I'm from the city where they buried Al Capone and house music was born. Robert Kelly performed and heavy styles were shown. I made Hydra and settled miles from home. Coast to coast, L.A. from Chicago. With the apostles, spitting this gritty gospel. The ghetto diplomat, apocalyptic rap. I'm gifted, come to grips with that fact.
Hey, wait a minute.
You're learning while the turntable turning. People should know me more than for just a verbal hermit. Hermit. Monster.
Yes.
What?
Who are you?
I'm Charlie Turner.
Competition,
listen.
You got work to do. Charlie Turner. Bringing it straight to you.
Come on.
plus the high octave. I get my thanks shot, plus she used to come to all the shows to hear me rip it in the woods. You dug the style, I got the goods. Couldn't figure out why you had to wait a bit. Now it's my time, I hit you with the 411. You bitch, your tongue some ideas ago. Now you're on my confidence, sensing all alone. You love the way that I come in. Time to time, you love to hear her eyes. The two says she was a looker, but it's a bit better. Sweater never not need to heed the words of never, but you love me more, cause I heard you dug my what?
You dug my style.
You're
nodding on and on to my song, wild.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses.
Hit it.
I'm glad you're home.
Watt from Pedro show. Oops. Here we go. What the? That was Emma with Glass Self. Before that, we had Slag Kick from Goes Cube. Before that, we had La Chinaga, La Chinaga, by Jimmy Jive and the Mill Fritters. And immediately after Brother Matt's Spin Cycle, and getting stirred awake by Brother Matt because I was sueño, was The Age of Sinatra by Venus Bogardus. We're at the end of the second hour of the March 18th, 2006 Watt Pedro show. Hold tight for hour three. March 18th, 2006. It's part L of Moon Over Morocco.
The fish in the trap begin to think.
Tips his turban to you, great queen.
I accept your compliments, wazir.
My queen, that was excellent.
They will not get out of this one.
This time, we have them.
I'll drink to that.
El Cabal, you were right, floating on back in salt water. Very simple.
Yes, Abu. But if we don't get out of here soon, we're all going to turn into pickles. The sun will be coming up soon.
Ah, yes. When sun reached the fullest, this lake will begin to boil. By 3 o'clock, our skins will be boiled off. Ha, ha, ha.
Sounds wonderful. Flossie?
Yeah?
You got any ideas?
Oh, I don't know.
Water, water everywhere. And not a drop to drink. There's something I wanted to ask you.
Sure.
You're pretty good at magic, right?
Yeah.
Why don't you ever do anything?
Like what?
Well, I don't know. I'm not a magician.
You mean like put some spells on the queen or something?
Yeah, that'd do for a start.
I do not disturb the natural laws. I wish to bring ruin upon no one.
An environmentalist. Look, I don't mean to be picky, Flossie, but I haven't even seen you counter one spell.
There are reasons for this.
Well?
I will tell you when the time is right.
Terrific.
There is the tale of Tamula Nasruddin. A man invited Nasruddin to go hunting with him, but mounted him on a horse which was old and decrepit and very slow. Tamula said nothing. Soon the hunt outpaced him and was out of sight. It began to rain heavily, and there was no shelter. All the members of the hunt got soaked to the skin. Nasruddin, however, as soon as the rain started, he took off all his clothes and folded them and then sat down on the pile. When it stopped raining, he dressed himself and went back to his host's house for lunch. Nobody could figure out why he was dry. With all the speed of their horses, they hadn't been able to reach shelter. "It was the horse you gave me," says Nasruddin. So the next day he was given a fast horse, and his host took the slow one. Rain fell again. The horse was so slow that the host got wetter than ever. Nasruddin carried out the same actions as before. When he got back to the house, He was dry. "It's all your fault," shouted his host. "You made me ride this wretched horse." "Perhaps," said Nasruddin, "you did not contribute anything of your own to the problem of keeping dry."
"I don't get it."
Must be a cave up there. Sounds like something serious going on. I've been sitting at that piano too long. It's some climb. There. Something not right up here. People don't look too happy. They're mourning. A girl sitting separate over there. Maybe she knows. Excuse me.
It was her time.
I was wondering maybe you could tell me what's going on.
She chose this time to go.
Huh? I'm looking for this woman who was supposed
to
be somewhere.
The destroyer of delights. The sunderer of societies, the plunderer of palaces, the caterer for cemeteries, and the garnerer for graves.
She dead?
Yes.
Damn. I came here to ask her something. Guess my time has gone off. You a friend?
I served her.
There were certain secrets she knew. She passed those on to anyone here?
She was the last of her line. All secrets buried with her.
You don't know anything about those invisible worlds?
I have no one to serve. I am alone.
Can we go somewhere and talk?
It matters little.
Looks like you're pretty shook up about this. But maybe you know something about this desert realm. You see, a couple friends of mine got stuck in there.
The desert is the garden of Allah, from which the Lord of the Faithful removed all superfluous human and animal life. So that there might be one place where he can walk in peace.
Well, just thought I'd ask. You wouldn't know where I could catch a bus back to Marrakesh. I guess not. I didn't mean to bother you. Bye.
mist forming further down the beach. The moonlight wove the mist into shapes. He saw caravans moving silently across the desert. He saw horsemen with swords glistening in the moonlight. He saw oasis cities that rose out of the red desert and then slowly disintegrated back into the sand. And the moonlight wove itself into a figure that stood before him. And the swords that glistened were teardrops moving down her cheeks, and her eyes were the mist, and her voice held the magic silence of the desert.
Something strange about that girl. I don't know. Yeah. Something about her... her shoulders. Like she's carrying something. She's still perched up on that rock. She's beautiful. The way that sun catches her, she casts a weird shadow. Man, that is some shadow.
You look at that. Coming right out of her back, she's got bat wings.
Often, the best way of giving oneself what one lacks is to take from oneself what one has.
I think the water's going down enough. We can stand up.
Oh, good.
There's one slight problem.
It is the worst thing ever.
The water has softened the salt floor. It's filled with quagmires.
Oh, no.
Quagmires gobble you.
The quagmires are worse around the perimeter.
Well, I don't see what difference it makes anyway. Look at that sun. We're going to be boiled alive before we even reach the edge.
Well, I told you, El Kabah Baby. We can make tracks across this stuff, but it's gonna depend on you.
On me? Well, what does that mean?
Before I can do something with this salty goo, you're gonna have to let go of your thing.
My thing? I'm not holding my thing.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
You are.
I'm not.
Let it go.
Look, I won't let it go. There's nothing to let go.
Let it go.
Well, what's there to let go? I'm not going to let go of something when I'm right.
That's the time to let go.
You think that if I'm right, I'm going to let it go?
Let it go.
Let what go? There's nothing to let go.
Let go thinking there's nothing to let go.
No, not when I'm right.
Let go thinking you're right.
Oh, why should I? I am right.
Let that go.
Look, I'm not going to agree with that you're right when I'm right.
I'm not asking for agreement. It's the right thing to do. Let it go.
Look, I don't want to do the right thing.
Even if it's the right thing?
Even if it is.
Do it. You'll feel better.
I don't want to feel better.
The sun is going to boil us in our skin.
I don't care.
Let it go.
Just let it go.
Let it go, Elka.
Shut up and stay out of this, men.
Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go.
Let it go.
Feel better?
Yes.
Feel a lot better?
Yes.
Did you let it all go? Well?
Well, I let enough of it go to get by.
All right.
Well, what are you going to do?
I'm going to thicken this stuff so we can walk on it. Okay, everybody. Shh. Do the trick?
Sure sounds okay.
Plenty solid. Okay, everyone. We're gonna have to hoof it in the hurry before the sun reaches midday. Let's go!
Excuse me.
Yes?
You said you served the queen, the one here that just died?
Yes.
I don't poke around where I'm not supposed to be, but I can't resist this one.
Yes?
I saw your shadow on the rocks down there, the angle of the sun, you see. Well, when I look at you, I don't see it, but when I look at that shot, that seems like you're wearing a pair of wings.
Yes.
They ain't angel wings, right?
That's true.
Well, I just wanted to make sure. Thank you, ma'am.
Wait. Come back, please. I want to ask you. You see, when my queen died, she released me of... Well, she released me. Now I'm free. I have no one. I have no master. I have no one to serve. With no one, I do not exist. You understand what I say?
I think so.
I see your eyes. You are gentle. You are kind. You never ask me to hurt another. That would remove much fun from my life, but... You are a magician. I see you are a magician. With one such as me as your servant, we can create mischief beyond the imagination.
It's tempting.
Almost out.
We're going to have to step easy. This edge is filled with those nasty quagmires.
Well, look, Flossie, can't you do something about it?
Well, if you want to help.
What do you mean? How?
Let the rest go. Ha ha.
Look, Abu, some things just aren't other people's business.
Help! Help!
Someone's caught.
Help! Help! Help!
Another one.
Help! Help! Help!
Let the rest go, Jack.
Look, there's not even enough worth mentioning.
They are thinking. Everyone is thinking.
Good grief, I'm thinking too. Help!
Let the rest go, Jack.
I don't even know what I'm letting go of. Help!
Help!
Hey, I'm thinking out of sight. Help!
Help!
Let it go.
I'm going under.
Damn it. Let it go.
We're out. We're out of it.
Totally out of it.
Tempting.
I run your errands. I make your incantation become alive. You want a girl? Any girl, I get for you. You have enemies? I squash for you. You have no enemies? I find for you. Such sweet mischief. I make master magician. My master.
Well, you're some tomato. What's your name?
I can no longer tell what is real and what isn't. I have a difficult time following what is happening to me. I seem to have no solid points of reference.
I am Layla Ulupi.
Layla Ulupi?
Flossie?
Yeah?
Tell me. Was that all an illusion? Just to make me let it go?
Was letting it go an illusion?
If the king at noonday says it is night, behold the stars.
Sunny Skies listened to a Moroccan storyteller tell a story. Apparently she listened so intently that she forgot and became part of the story. This can happen to any of us when we forget, because a story is very much like a dream. When you are awake, you think, I've been dreaming, but now I'm awake. And when you're dreaming, you think, I've been dreaming, but now I'm awake. Yes?
The Queen Azora has sent this lady.
Does the lady not speak for herself?
I can speak.
Then speak.
I don't know what I should say.
It is said, a wise woman is one who has a great deal to say and remains silent.
I don't agree with that.
Come inside, my child. Come, child.
What a strange, beautiful shop you have. Are you a magician?
I am a dream merchant.
You sell dreams?
Yes.
Why don't you just give them away?
Because some people only appreciate when they have to pay.
I have no money.
In your case, the queen has credit here.
I see.
Here, sit.
Your eyes are laughing at all of this. You aren't taking any of this seriously.
We will find a nice dream to cloak you.
You're going to fit me into a dream?
Everyone wears dreams. I simply find one for your taste and style, Let me see. You have been sent to obtain a golden eye whose properties are very subtle. For the eye came from the tip of the Great Pyramid,
It does?
You did not know? Ah. Now all your dreams should transport, To where the eye will be next, and it doesn't. So you will be there, waiting.
You're really clever.
I am good at what I do. Here. In this chest, I think I have just the right dream. This should fit you perfectly.
Can I see it?
Oh, yes. Come. Look into the chest. Sheep itself around you, my child.
Send for the Grand Vizier.
Send for the Grand Vizier.
Send for the Grand Vizier.
Pull up a cushion, Wazir.
Pull up a cushion. Hearkening and obedience, great Sultan, King of the Age. O grand and noble son of the seventh sun, star of the seventh star and moon of the seventh moon, almighty Allah be praised.
All right, all right. Sit.
Sit. Ah, Such slowly sinking softness, such silky sliding, slippery sittery, such slimly slivery...
Shut up and sit.
Sit. You are displeased, my lord.
That's putting it mildly, Wazir.
Mildly. The campaign against the accursed son of El-Kabar does not go well.
Does not go well at all. Every trap we set snaps. And when the teeth are examined, there is no trace of skin, no trace of blood, not a hair, nothing.
Nothing. Figs. Oh, yes. Excellent. Excellent.
The future does not look bright, O Wazir.
O Wazir. There is a saying, every rose has a thorn as its friend.
The child of magic. Little Frosique.
Little Frosique. Precisely, my lord.
So how do we separate the two?
Separate the two. There is another saying. To the donkey, one thistle is better than two ass loads of jewels.
Yes, very good. But what thistle will lure this El-Kaba from the child at this point?
At this point.
What would lure him away? Damn, there must be something he desires.
To the creator of figs, Allah be praised.
Wazir, what would a man in the middle of the desert want most?
Want most? Figs, my lord.
No. Something that he could not resist.
Not resist. Water, my lord.
Yes, water, if he had none. But what? Oh, give me another proverb.
Another proverb. Every man thinks of his own fleas as gazelles.
Every man thinks of his own fleas as gazelles. Flea powder. No, that doesn't make any sense. Give me another.
Another. When the crow is your guide, he will lead you to the corpses of dogs.
The crow. That's it. Any man stuck in the desert wishes to fly. Fly from the land of fear. Yes. Fly through the air, up and up to the moon.
To the moon. Up and up.
And down. Into the ground.
Ooh.
Moon Over Morocco is a continuing adventure serial brought to you daily, Monday through Friday. Tune in this same time tomorrow when you'll hear...
How? How we get Kazba Kelly to take the drug? See this orange? We sell the Kelly warm orange. This one. Inside, we inject with a hypoxic drug. From the time that the Kelly leaves cafe and walk to Kasba Kelly's by the beach, the drug will take effect.
We catch him in between.
We catch him in between.
That's good, good.
Moon Over Morocco is produced by ZBS Media.
What from Pedro show? That was Belly Button from Tokyo with Roly Poly. Before that, we had the No People, also from Tokyo, with Freemason. And we had Moon Over Morocco. I think it was Part L. I didn't get to see Belly Button, but I did see No People. Vinny's here. Come to pay us a visit. It's been a while since you've been here, huh?
About a year, it feels like.
Yeah?
So, yeah.
So, you saw Belly Button. Now, tell us what it was like.
Yeah, Belly Button was good. Visually stimulating. There's two girls playing bass and guitar and a drummer. Drummer guy sat in the middle between them. He's kind of square looking in a cowboy shirt. And the girls are just real energetic. They could play their instruments well, but they're just running around, like kicking their legs up. They're these short girls in these giant big red boots. They're running around, kicking their legs up. Yeah, it was cool.
At Harold's.
At Harold's place, yeah, a little dive bar with rebel flags and NASCAR on the ceiling.
Pedro. And last night we got some free trough with the corned beef.
Yeah, went up four times.
You went back.
Went back. And potatoes are good, too.
Yeah.
They were soft. I didn't mess with the sauerkraut. Or
cabbage.
Cabbage, I mean, yeah. Sauerkraut from holiday.
What's the holiday is a sauerkraut?
I don't know. Whenever I'm at Wiener Schnitzel.
Toberfest.
Yeah.
And No People were good. I saw
No
them.
People were really. No People, they, you, see, yeah, you saw it. They were real. They were real good. They had a crazy, crazy energy. You know. I think No People might have sounded better that night. And Belly Button was a little more visually stimulating.
So you went back last night. More
went
trough.
Back.
Then you went to your pad.
Yes, sir.
Jammed.
Yeah, with Todd. Not with Todd, with Sean Cole. And
Toys That Kill.
And Susie from the Soviets. Hadn't played in a while. It was fun. We were from like 12:30 to 1:15-ish. The neighbors were good. I haven't, you know, usually I keep it before 10 or 10:30 and I can go any day I want. So, that's rare. That's a rare moment. So, yeah, it was good. A little hungover today. A little hang. That's why I missed the first 2 hours. Snoozing.
Okay, we got some planet size here. Thanks for the story, Vinny.
Sometimes I wish you would die just to see how it would feel to drown in an ocean of the pity I feel for myself and the words that escape me. Sometimes the car goes too fast, and the brakes do in all that they can, and the rain unforgiving as it tenderly falls on your breast and a windshield colliding. On your breast, and a windshield colliding. And sometimes the phone doesn't. And then when you never expect, with the voice of a mother as it wavered and cracked, with wishes of get to know better, with wishes of get to know. By the ambulance light, with a grief-stricken face, and the thought that we've never been closer, and the thought that we've never been closer.
What from Pedro Show? That was Eve Barzilay with Words That Escape Me. Before that, we had Planet Size with Pig in the Blanket. Didn't talk in the last show. We're talking about me going to play with Perk in Las Vegas. I did two gigs with them, one Banyan, one Hell Ride. And the Banyan one was first. There was no Nels. He's with Side Mouse, Wilco. So this cat from Memphis, Clint, played, and he was pretty good. It was actually okay. In fact, the gig was okay, and which surprised me because, before the gig, Perk said, "Look, come with me over here." And it's the Hard Rock Hotel. It was a couple blocks away. Very jive place. And you get taken up into a room, and this room has a pole in it from the floor to the roof, and chairs around it. And I'm sitting there, you know, like, what's this about? And these cats come in with big pillowcases-sized bags of intense mota, you know, one after another, and big old lenos and I mean, the most intense. And it turns out it's the Battle of the Kush Mota contest put on High Times magazine. And me and Perk are some of the judges.
Whoa.
So, they're bringing these piles of this purple, red, and gold, white hair, you know, whatever thing. You gotta like, got the magnifying glass, you know, bubbly magnifying glass, and there's some long-haired, gray-haired guy with a microphone calling it out like a wrestling thing, and, you know, the texture and the smell and the flakes and the crystal THC on it and all this you're supposed to examine and surmise, you know, which is the best strain. They don't tell us the names of them. There's just strain one, two, and I have to be honest, after a couple hits, I couldn't tell. You know, like a whiskey contest or something, you know. You know what's up. Oh, yeah, this is great. So I just kind of picked on, you know, how it looked, yeah. Kind of. I mean, and I told Perk, man, we got to get back. The gig's going to come on, you know. And as we're leaving, the hombre comes with the perros, and so just nick of time.
Oh, wow.
And I mean, it ended up with about 100 people in that room, all puffing massively. I've never been in such a gas chamber in my life. You didn't have to take any hits. I mean, you could have been gagged and stuff. It would have came through your skin. I mean, it was just, you couldn't see your hand in front of you. So puffed out. It was surreal.
What did the winner get?
And I don't know. We had to bail for the gig, you know. And luckily, they were dawdling down at the club. It was a place called the Double Down Saloon. And like an hour and a half dawdling. But that was, I would have been pissed. Well, yeah, if I knew where I was or whatever. I wasn't really together. But the motor wore off enough. And then I was thinking to myself, too, man, I'm not going to be a big space case in front of everybody. I'm going to play very aggressive and get some kind of edge. And so that might have helped too. I don't know. Perk charged hard. I mean, you couldn't really have tolerance. They were all different strains, you know, so it was like crimey. It was pretty hilarious in a way. And then the next night was with Peter. We eat at a Busca de Beppo, you know, that Guido thing. Sinatra and all them people used to chow at. I mean, they're small. The plates are like this. You know, like a large pizza thing. That's a small plate. I mean, it's like enormous amounts of chow. So it was like, well, yeah, it was a massive shovel. In fact, I could only do half of that. I left the other half for later. But that one ended up pretty good, too. I mean, I wasn't even using my stuff there. Other amps, both nights almost blew up the bass amps. But they hung on. And, in fact, you know, I haven't played Las Vegas in a while. I think last was with Chili Peppers at some big,
kind big old place.
Bougie thing, yeah. Part of a casino kind of arena or something. So, and I think before that was punk rock karaoke. A couple of years before that. So it was kind of neat to get to play for those folks. You know, a real gig. Or not real. They're all real, I guess. But more, yeah. I'm more familiar, comfortable with. There's a guy who ran that place, Scotty. He's very sweet. He's trippy. Trippy scene. I've always wondered about Las Vegas, you know, over the years playing there, about folks growing up there, young people. But a lot of interesting people and big music fans. Scotty guy at the end, we get done. He goes, wow, you know, you'd almost think if you didn't look at you like you were 18 years old.
On the White House lawn.
from Pedro Show with Ritter's Camp. Goodbye. World War III with the Tinies. Yeah, I want to tell everybody, you know, usually no mote at all before I play. And I can't really remember the parts. I can't play very well. So that was a very bizarre circumstance. I don't want to advise anybody to try something like that. It just was a weird chapter in the book. Vinny?
Yeah?
Thanks for coming by. Visit.
Yeah.
Brother Matt, righteous.
Brother. Cool.
Much aiding and abetting in this Watt from Pedro Show, March 18th, 2006 edition. How you folks out there? Keep your powder dry.